Horse racing officials meet today in Louisville with the owner and jockey of Funny Side, the 12-1 long shot, which won the Kentucky Derby earlier this month. They're investigating whether the jockey held something in his hand besides his whip as he crossed the finish line, as one photograph appears to suggest. Pat Forte is a sports columnist for the Louisville Courier Journal. Thanks so much for being with us, Pat.
My pleasure, Lynn.
Pat, that photograph, which was published in several newspapers the morning after the race, what exactly does that photograph appear to show?
Well, it appeared that there might have been a small device in the palm of Jose Santos's hand next to his whip, and what it would be, I guess, under the suspicion was that it was an electrical device which would be used to, quote-unquote, buzz the horse and kind of shock it into running faster. There have been instances in the past when those sort of electrical devices have been used in horse racing, though certainly none's ever been discovered in a race as big as the Kentucky Derby.
Well, what does jockey Jose Santos have to say about this?
Well, he maintains that he's innocent. In his quotes to the Miami Herald, which is where this story first appeared, he was asked about this, and I think he is born in Chile and speaks very accented English, and I think that he and the reporter might have had a misunderstanding about what was being asked and what exactly it was that they were talking about. So he, I believe, made reference to a Q-Ray bracelet that he wears for arthritis on his wrist. Didn't appear to make any sense at the time, but I think it was a misunderstanding, as I said. But if you look at videotape and other photos, I really think that what it boils down to is really a fairly convincing optical illusion there, where it really looks like there's something in his hand. But if you look at other images, you know, photos taken right around that time, I think that there's really nothing there.
Now, I've read that these batteries have been used in the past, but it would be unusual in such a high-profile race for that to happen, and also that it's kind of a low-tech device these days, I guess, if you're going to cheat.
Yeah, absolutely. And to use something like that in the Kentucky Derby would be very outrageous because of the level of scrutiny on a jockey in every single move that he's going to be making. There's 145,000 people there. There's dozens of television cameras. There's, you know, dozens of still cameras watching everything you do, and at some point in time, you know, you'd have to actually apply the device to the horse's neck, and then after the race, you'd have to get rid of it somehow. And there doesn't appear to be much chance of doing that undetected in something as big as the Kentucky Derby.
And just quickly, Funny Side's entered in this Saturday's Preakness. How's that race going to be affected by this?
Well, I would imagine, I'm guessing or predicting here that Santos is going to be exonerated this week and probably early this week, today or tomorrow. So I don't think there's going to be much effect at all other than, you know, to really stoke the competitive fires and the anger of his trainer and jockey who have been accused of this.
Mm-hmm.
If they do find that he did have something, there was something wrong, they could probably seek to ban him.
Thanks very much, Pat. We're going to have to go. Thanks very much. Pat Forte is a sports columnist for the Louisville Courier Journal.